KSRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tropical weather is bringing rain and flooding to the Gulf Coast.
Tropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, is rumbling toward northeast Mexico, carrying heavy rains to a drought-stricken region, but also the threat of mudslides at higher elevations. The National Hurricane Center discontinued its tropical storm warning in Texas, but it remains in effect south of the mouth of the Rio Grande to Tecolutla, Mexico. In Corpus Christi, Texas, water lapped at the base of the city's art museum. And in Galveston, residents were waiting to check on flooded cars.
It's about 2 feet deep here.
Storm surge and swells were affecting the western Gulf Coast. Sustained winds of 50 miles an hour are expected to dissipate as Alberto heads inland. I'm Jennifer King.
It's shaping up to be another day of excessive heat in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. More than a dozen states are under heat advisories as this week's heat wave has hit new temperature records. Also at SRNnews.com, there's still no declared winner in the Virginia GOP primary race involving conservative Congressman Bob Good, who is the chair of the House Freedom Caucus.
After a bitter primary battle with rival John McGuire in South Central Virginia's 5th Congressional District, the vote count showed an exceedingly tight result Tuesday night, far closer than many expected. With each update to the results, Good and McGuire traded leads that at times were as low as in the single digits. McGuire, a Virginia state senator, was widely seen as having the upper hand leading into Election Day. But the electorate was clearly split, and by 9:30 p.m., it was the only congressional race in the state left to call. With a small lead of just a few hundred votes, McGuire prematurely declared victory in a speech at his election party in Lynchburg shortly before midnight. Good thanked his supporters on X and noted that not all votes had yet been counted. The final results could take weeks to determine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Louisiana's governor has signed a bill that requires the posting of the Ten Commandments in all state classrooms starting next year. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Colorado is expanding assisted suicide.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to one and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot and is attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. That's quite a reframing for Casey, who once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey is outraged by the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade, and he says to him, pro-life doesn't mean a complete ban. This is SRN News. The Drug Enforcement Administration says a Chinese group in the U.S. is working with the Sinaloa cartel.
Officials say the groups have been working together in Southern California to launder $50 million for the cartel in Mexico. Agents arrested 24 people in Los Angeles, charging them with laundering millions of dollars in drug money through an underground banking system run by Chinese nationals in the U.S. The DEA says the money laundering organizations were already in the business of helping wealthy Chinese citizens. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
One of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's police guards in Britain has been arrested over alleged bets on the date of Britain's national election. It was made before it was announced. The date had been a closely guarded secret. The arrested officer was released on bail and removed from duty. Last month, Sunak announced that an election for parliament would be held on the 4th of July. More details at SRNnews.com.